We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. More gun violence in the city. A man was shot to death on the Upper West Side.
It was 3 in the morning when 29-year-old Naquan Garden was found lying in the street. A gunshot wound to the chest here at 105th and Columbus. The police believe he was actually shot more than a block away at the Frederick Douglass houses. After an argument with someone there, and then he staggered back here. Residents watched the ongoing police investigation through the morning.
Usually real quiet down here, especially late night. I mean, in the morning it's really quiet, so that's really rare, especially being that I walk down this block like every day. That's scary.
Officials believe Garden was found here, just a block from his apartment, as he was probably trying to get home and call for help, but he never made it. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here on the Upper West Side.
The on-again, off-again reopening has put more Americans out of work.
Another 1.3 million Americans lost their job recently and applied for the first time last week for unemployment benefits. This is the latest sign that the recovery in the labor market from the coronavirus pandemic is going to be slow. A number of states have had to pull back on reopening as the infection rate has worsened in more than 30 states.
Correspondent Aaron Katursky says claims are trending downward, but not as quickly as economists would like. Before the pandemic, there were never a million claims in 1 week. The number of people filing claims for at least 2 weeks in a row is now 18.1 million. Nearly a year after Jeffrey Epstein killed himself inside a federal lockup, authorities are reportedly worried his longtime confidant may do the same thing. The Associated Press says officials have taken away Ghislaine Maxwell's sheets and clothing and are making her wear paper clothing while she's being held at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. They're also ensuring that she's monitored at all times and is never alone. Maxwell was arrested last week in New Hampshire on charges she helped lure at least three girls to be sexually abused by Epstein. As the pandemic pushes more people into economic hardship, friendly fridges have been popping up around the city. They're filled with free food for whoever needs it.
Take what you need, leave what you can. It's a message along with the words free food in big letters on the brightly painted fridge here on Broadway in the Bronx. The two women who started this particular friendly fridge stock it every day with donated food.
People have been really just happy to get fresh produce, fresh vegetables and fruits. Some of the elderly people especially.
Selma Raven says local restaurants have been leaving prepared food at the end of the day rather than throw it out. The fridge is on the sidewalk where anyone coming by 24 hours a day can open it and grab or drop off something. It's plugged into an outlet that belongs to a restaurant. And Raven says when she first asked the owner if she could do this, and he immediately said yes, she wasn't sure he understood. So she told him,
it's going to be plugged in 24 hours a day. We're going to try and help out with electricity. He said, yeah, no problem. I heard you. And he has been wonderful.
She and her partner in this venture got the idea after seeing a similar friendly fridge in Harlem. They bought this one on Craigslist, and a local artist painted it in bright, inviting colors. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds on Broadway in Kingsbridge.
The New York Archdiocese says 20 Catholic schools will not be reopening. The church cites financial issues caused by the pandemic. It's a combination of families not being able to pay tuition and the church not being able to collect donations because public masses were canceled. In addition to the closures, three schools will merge. Students who had gone to Sacred Heart in Monroe and St. Stephen St. Edward in Warwick will now attend St. John in Goshen. The building says Trump above the door, but the street, 54th in Manhattan, now says Black Lives Matter. The mural right outside Trump Tower was ordered by the city, and Mayor de Blasio added his own artistic touch.
With paint roller in hand, Mayor de Blasio rolled out the yellow paint.
I can hear you, but when I'm talking,
I can't hear you. To fill in the sprawling Black Lives Matter stencil on Fifth Avenue, facing the entrance to Trump Tower, he told supporters.
President Trump said that we would be denigrating the luxury of Fifth Avenue. Let me tell you, we are not denigrating anything. We are liberating Fifth Avenue.
The mayor was accompanied by First Lady Shirlane McRae, the Reverend Al Sharpton, Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, and Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, and volunteers working from 56th to 57th Street. He says this is not just about the statement, but about change and reform that goes on every day. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on Fifth Avenue.
How does ESPN follow The Last Dance? Well, here's a hint.
Little roller up along first, behind the back. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
The network says it's planning a multi-part documentary series about the 86 Mets. ESPN says it'll feature hours of never-before-seen footage. Longtime Mets fan Jimmy Kimmel is one of the producers. No word yet on when the documentary will premiere or how many episodes will be included. ESPN hit ratings pay dirt earlier this year when it aired its 10-part documentary about Michael Jordan and his late 90s Bulls team.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.